This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 124 for Friday, October 28th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were mostly weaker on Friday, but off their session lows in thin and choppy trade. The nearby November contract up $8.20 at the final bell ahead of its expiry at $910.40 per ton. The more active months all lower, January down $1.70 at $866.60. It had moved even lower earlier in the day, dipping below the $860 per ton level, but uncovered some buying interest below that chart support to move back into its sideways trading range between $860 and $880 per ton. Losses in Chicago soy oil did account for some spillover selling pressure, with Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures also down on the day. Farmers delivered nearly 500,000 tons of canola into the commercial pipeline in the latest weekly Canadian Grain Commission data. Exports and domestic crush were both down slightly from the previous week, but remained solid overall. Canola does remain attractively priced for end users, and a weaker tone in the Canadian dollar also provided some support. In the U.S., activity was choppy, with soybeans recovering from early losses to post gains, while wheat and corn were lower. Soybeans were underpinned by solid export demand. The January contract up 6 cents at $14 per bushel. The USDA announced private export sales of 126,000 tons of soybeans to China and an additional 198,000 tons to Spain. Conditions remain relatively favorable for good harvest progress across the Midwest over the next week, and the increasing farmer deliveries did keep the soy market under pressure. Corn, it traded to both sides of unchanged, ending down a penny in the December contract at 680 and three quarters per bushel. The European Commission lowered its estimate on the European corn crop by 600,000 tons, now at 54.9 million. As the heat wave during the growing season there hurt yields. The harvest is nearly complete in some areas, with only 4% of corn still standing in France as of this past Monday. Wheat, it was lower across the board, with strength in the U.S. dollar cutting into export demand. Minneapolis spring wheat down 5 cents in the December contract at $9.45 per bushel. Kansas City down 7 cents in December at $9.25 per bushel. And Chicago wheat down 9 cents in the December contract at $8.29. Improving moisture conditions in the dry southern plains were bearish, as recent precipitation will help germination and may encourage a few more acres. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, October 28th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz Workington. That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.